Time now for EB's entertainment page. He's going to regale us with EP stories. Probably a Diddy update. Something about Britney, maybe.
I don't know if I have a Diddy update.
Sydney Sweeney. Really?
The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you, I promise. Mention me. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles right on their website. It's very simple. Just go to BMWFairfax.com. You will not regret it. I promise. Yeah, Jason mentions Sydney Sweeney. She's in the news for a couple things here. First of all, I guess she is going to start her own lingerie line. And she has some interesting financiers, cakes. Oh. Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos, they are going to invest. And apparently, there could be as much as $1 billion boost from Bezos and fellow tech tycoon Michael Dell through their their Coatu Innovation Fund.
I don't know what that is.
Could you get in with better people, though?
pretty deep pockets.
Like, I'm guessing if I ever came out with a product, it'd be nice to be on Amazon.
Certainly.
And how about you get with the guy who runs the whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, she could do the funniest thing in the world and not make bras under C cups.
Yeah, that's only busties.
You gotta have tiggles.
Busties yeah. only.
If you don't have tiggles, you can't.
What if she swerved and like people would think that she'd come up with something that's sexy? What if she swerved and it was all granny panties? Would that become new trend?
That would not be cool.
I
don't think so.
But who knows?
What is Bezos doing? I mean, shouldn't he be acquiring software companies?
This might be the thing.
Negligee, silky panties. Well, that's what he's interested in.
He's no longer the head of Amazon.
I know.
He's passed that off to somebody.
He's got hundreds of billions.
He can do whatever he wants. He's doing diversifying.
Well, he's messing around with a $5 million company because he's a pervert.
Well, but it might blow up. I mean, because like, I forget which Jenner. Doesn't one of the Jenners have like $1 billion company doing makeup?
Kylie Jenner, I'm
sure.
Yeah.
So Sydney Sweeney could blow up.
I'm sure my daughters have contributed.
I want to come out with golf shirts that make you look jacked.
Is that built in like pecs?
Well, no. But like, it's more like your arms. Mm-hmm. You know, like t-shirts. Some t-shirts can like hide your belly a little bit, and they can make your arms look a little more jacked.
Yeah.
We should have golf shirts like that. I literally have been pondering that for a couple months.
Contact Jeff Bezos. He seems to be in the mood for
golf shirts that make you look jacked.
For apparel startups.
Might be my thing, man.
Could be.
Anyway. They say that Megyn Kelly's kind of hating. I mean, I think that she's probably accurate, but she says Sydney Sweeney's the new toast of the town out there because she's got these enormous breasts that everybody's obsessed with. Well, yeah, there's some truth to that. And they say that she was actually invited to the Bezos-Lauren Sanchez wedding, even though she's never met the couple.
I'm sure a lot of people are like that. They just invite... I mean, did they know Tom Brady?
Well, I guess they had a business deal. And because they have the business deal, they invited her. Mm. I don't know if she went, but she was certainly invited.
Yeah, it's like inviting your work friends.
Sydney Sweeney, she definitely went to the wedding.
That was my whole problem with the thing, that he just invited celebrities.
Yeah.
It was a big look at me.
Right. Apparently, they had a business.
You might be right.
Of course I'm right.
Inviting people to your wedding just because they're famous.
People in the country.
Yeah.
They had a business deal.
He's supposed to be a nerd. He's not supposed to be jacked. He's not supposed to... It's just everything about that guy makes me nuts. Sydney Sweeney now is actually also rumored. I guess it's a big deal. They always make a big deal. Who's going to be the next? Now, I don't know that I could name one of them, but they say she's going to be the next Bond girl.
Okay.
So,
Halle Berry was a Bond girl at one point.
I'm sure there are famous Bond girls, all of them. I just can't name them.
I think Halle Berry's the only one I can name off the top of my head.
I would tap out there, too.
Anybody else?
Yeah, they're just always attractive. I don't know that they're super famous.
Jane Seymour was a famous Bond girl.
She was, back in the day.
Yeah.
Like probably 40 years ago.
That's right. That's one of your wheelhouses, right?
That's right.
You love the Bonds movies.
He is the world's foremost expert on James Bond movies.
You love James Bond.
He does.
They say...
There hasn't been a Bond film in a while.
I guess they've pumped the brakes on it. I don't know.
Well, I think Amazon acquired the rights to it.
They did.
Bezos buying Bond.
Amazon looked at MGM's like film catalog and said, "We like that. we're gonna buy the whole thing. Everything. That includes all the James Bond movies. So I think they're also like maybe gonna do like a streaming series for James Bond. I think could be something in the offing.
I rarely watch anything on Amazon.
That's,
I know some people have hyped up Reacher.
I like Reacher. That's about it.
Yeah, I've watched Reacher.
I can't think of anything that I really have watched.
Reacher's pretty good.
I think I watched, was Dave on that, or that might have been on Hulu?
Don't know. Not sure.
Cakes, I know that you were a Jennifer Love Hewitt guy.
I was a JLH guy back in the day.
Big
yeah.
time. And you know, you'd probably negotiate something with Amy if you had an opportunity, maybe with JLH.
That's a hall pass for him?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, just...
Would you give her Sugar Ray and you get JLH?
Mark McGrath?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that.
Really?
I don't know if I want to do that.
His hall pass would probably be for like Daniel Negreanu.
Michael the Grinder is rocking. He's made the final table.
That was his hall pass.
Yeah. And I'm smitten with poker players.
Instead of a hot chick.
Were you ever a Reese Witherspoon guy?
I could be a Reese Witherspoon guy back in the day, sure.
All right. Well, she's got a new guy, and probably not anything like you. He's a German financier. How do you say that? Financier?
Financier, I believe.
Financier.
I am neither of those things.
Yeah, Oliver Heyman. Mm-hmm. Armin, whatever.
You might be German, Cakes.
You might be German.
You just don't know what you are.
There could be 100% German. You got no idea.
But I know he's not some loaded German.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's out making out with him in public. They were on some fancy yacht in Saint-Tropez, France.
He probably bought Bitcoin at like $3 a coin.
Cakes, if you could, without finding out the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of your adoption.
Sure.
Without finding out who the mom and dad.
Yeah.
Are would you, if somebody just gave you the information like this is your ethnicity,
this is
your background, and here's your medical history?
I have some of that. I don't have the medical history, but I have some of like my background is like Scottish.
Okay,
Irish.
You're a mutt. You're just a mutt.
I'm a mutt.
A Euro mutt.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know know that you had that.
Yeah. There could be some German
because the medical history could be big.
Yeah.
Actually, I just saw my uncle and he told me to make sure I check that in my family they got a bicuspid. I get bicuspid. It was a kind of over my head.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to get a sonogram or whatever on your heart because people have two instead of three.
Silly ticker.
I might have a bicuspid something.
Low you got pulse. The nice tick?
Got a good ticker.
Yeah.
As knock on wood. I need.
Yeah. Knock on some wood.
Knock on all the wood.
That looks as like of fake wood.
Well, whatever. It's closest thing to wood that's in here. Good ticker. Good pulse rate, cholesterol, a little bit of everything, but the ticker is good.
Don't worry about cholesterol. Cholesterol's hype. Don't worry about it.
I'm not that worried about it.
Joy Taylor, you know her from FS1. Remember, she's the one who, I guess, accused the Fox or somebody else accused her of having a sexual relationship with Emmanuel Acho and one of the executives there, Charlie Dixon, to advance her career. Jason, a makeup artist.
Jason Taylor's sister, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
I might be right.
Yeah.
Well, she's been let go by Fox Sports 1, as has Emmanuel Acho.
And Craig Carton.
They got rid of three shows. Oh, including Craig
Carton?
I didn't know that.
And
your guy,
EB, Danny Parsons.
Oh, no.
the guy that you made fun of. Listen, I don't want to be too hard on him. Parkins.
Oh,
I don't want to be
Parkins? I thought it was Parsons.
Parkins. I don't want to be too hard on him, but he's a radio guy. he's not a made-for-TV guy.
No, but they got rid of all their morning shows.
Yeah, they got rid of all the shows that were created by Charlie Dixon.
Okay.
So, Breakfast Ball, which was hosted by Craig Carton, Mark Schlereth, and Danny Parkins. The Facility, which was Keyshawn Taylor?
Keyshawn wasn't on it. The Facility was Acho, Chase Daniel, James Jones, and LaShawn McCoy.
Speak was co-hosted by Keyshawn Taylor.
JP's in mourning. JP's in mourning today.
He watches them all.
I like The Facility.
Yeah.
Speak was Keyshawn and Paul Pierce.
Why do they say Keyshawn Taylor? Are they just wrong?
They botched it. Yeah. Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay.
Hey, not all those guys are... Danny Parkins is not out of a job. They're just off that show.
Yeah,
they said he's one of the ones that survived.
Isn't he an Odyssey guy?
Is he the nerd?
He was,
the nerdy dude.
Yes. Yeah, is it really banged up teeth? Believe me, I got banged up teeth. His teeth are banged up.
You've been a day one hater of that guy.
What?
You've been a day one hater.
Day one. Yeah.
He's jealous.
Flag plant hater.
Zero jealousy.
Lots of jealousy.
Zero jealousy. He's just spectacularly ugly. He's just not telegenic. He's just
coming from Mr. Photogenic. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a radio guy.
What?
He's a radio guy.
He's a radio guy.
So the two shows that survived were...
I don't know. I just so ugly.
The two shows that survived were Colin Cowherd's show and then...
So are they replacing him up as radio for this?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's getting paid full... They're paying him out.
Who's that?
Carton. Didn't he give up radio for this?
Yeah.
The TV thing? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, he was so nice to us.
Let's get him back on the show.
He's very nice. For,
yeah, let's get him back on. We can trash FS1.
We can talk about it.
But the Herd lasts and then... First Things First, which is Nick Wright's show.
Man, JP does know every lineup.
FS1 guy than ESPN? Do you like that better? Is that your network?
They're banter shows, probably.
Yeah, you're an FS1 guy.
I'd rather watch the... I would have rather watched the facility than First Take.
Hope you DVR'd some episodes so you can revisit.
But look, First Take is the monster. That's why Stephen Smith...
Who's on that one?
Stephen A. Smith. That's why he gets paid $25 million a year.
I ain't watched none of them.
Yeah, but during football season, they'll have Dan Orlovsky on and all the experts.
Right.
They've got to fill 24 hours.
I saw a recent article where Orlovsky, I think he recently re-upped with ESPN, right? And he talked about all the machinations of the negotiations and the various things. He wants to maybe coach at some point, all the things he was projecting his career out. But who did he say? He was so upset that somebody won an Emmy instead of him. I think he said that.
He's doing an EB bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was very upset
that he didn't win, like, best sports analyst or something.
Okay.
I can't remember who won it.
Did Orlovsky win it? I feel like Orlovsky might have won it.
No, what I'm saying, Orlovsky's the one that was upset.
Oh.
I think Barkley won it.
Yeah, he said he was like legitimately upset
he was
that
peeved.
Barkley won analysts over because he put so much work into it. And, you know, Barkley just showing up winging it. Yeah. Let's be honest. Does anybody think Barkley's doing any homework?
No, of course not. He's out teeing it up.
Right, but I had to
look at his swing.
I was like, wow, you know what? I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can't believe AJ Ataihe got the 6 Emmys.
Love to bring him up.
He's a good dude.
He is a good guy.
I like him.
But why do I see a picture of him holding an Emmy? Maybe he's won a previous Emmy?
Maybe.
Could be.
That's all I know is he said he's
pissed
off.
I see the story. He says he's upset.
Yeah. And last but not least, the Backstreet Boys. They're doing a Las Vegas Sphere summer residency.
I know. They were there when I left.
I didn't know they were doing a whole residency.
Dude, they were there when I left Vegas.
That's like the best residency to get, the Sphere.
That's probably big money.
Have you seen some of the clips?
I've seen some of the clips,
It looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That is something.
I mean, the Sphere looks amazing just from the outside. Yeah. I can only imagine being inside and seeing all those crazy visuals.
Yeah.
So good for them. Those guys are still packing them in at this age. All right, we're the Jux. We'll be right back.